Whoa, that bag must weigh a ton.
Well, these are heavyweight writers. I've got J.D. Salinger's short stories, Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass, Tolstoy's Anna Karenina. Would you buy?
I bought People, Vogue, Rolling Stone, Art and Travel, oh, and one sleazy tabloid.
How can you read all that fluff?
Allie, a 9-year-old girl gave birth to twins after sighting a UFO. I have an inquisitive mind. I want to know.
Don't you ever want to read anything to improve your mind? I mean, all that stuff is just empty calories.
Well, I bought Perry Match en français.
Well, that's more like it.
Don't you ever want to read anything just for fun? Do you always have to read literature?
Yeah, I left something out, too. It's Love's Savage Torment.
Oh, what's it about?
About 200 pages.
Gesundheit.
Oh. Where did the TV repairman say that he'd be here to fix my TV?
He didn't. I left a message on his machine.
Oh, is my chicken soup almost ready?
Uh-huh. Only it's not chicken. It's tomato.
But sick people always get chicken soup. Tomato soup makes my tongue feel fuzzy.
Should have left a message on my machine. What do you want for dessert?
Just a razor and some shaving cream. Oh, don't turn that off. I'm watching Robert Young.
What's he in?
I don't know. Either his coffee commercial with a lot of static, or it's snowing on Father Knows Best. Allie, why is Jim giving Kitten an injection?
Because he's Marcus Welby.
Oh, what's the point of being sick if you can't sit around all day watching soap operas?
I hate everything. I hate the way I look, and I hate my clothes.
What's wrong with the way you look?
Pam Warren told Chris McDougal I dress like Princess Di.
What's wrong with that?
I want to look like Madonna. Why do I have to wear these clothes to school?
Because if you look like Madonna, you'd be dressed in black, because it would be over my dead body.
Mom, that's how all the kids dress.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah? Hi. Thank you, Emma. You're welcome. What'd I do?
Is it anybody going to ask me how I feel?
Hi, Mom. How are you feeling?
Terrible.
Well, what did I do?
Emma, you know I love you, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good. Emma looks like a bag, child. Let me see your socks. Look at these socks.
Those socks cost $35.
You spent $35 for a pair of fixer-uppers.
They're the latest style.
Kate, I think I should take your temperature. Here, put this in your mouth and keep it shut.
Mom, why can't I just dress like everybody else?
Why do you want to dress like everybody else? Your clothes express who you are.
No, they don't. They express who you are. I'm just trapped inside of them.
Well, as long as I'm paying the bills, you'll wear them. Set the table. I hate it when I open my mouth and my mother's voice comes out.
I hate it when I try on a bathing suit and my mother's thighs come out.
You can borrow some of my clothes if you want. Thanks, Em, but I want my own. Would you let me wear what I want if I could pay for them myself?
If you want to waste your allowance on torn socks and outer underwear.
Mom, I couldn't even afford a pair of lace gloves on my allowance. I'm gonna have to get a job.
Oh, no. School is your job.
I'll get a part-time job after school.
You are too young to get a job.
How can you say that? Even Chip has a job.
Delivering bagels to the neighbors on Sunday mornings is not a job.
I think you should let her do it.
Emma, are you feeling all right? Should I take your temperature, too?
Sorry. Mom, lots of kids my age have jobs.
I suppose you two think I'm being unreasonable about this.
Make that you three.
Oh, I hate the odds in this house. If I let you get a job...
Mom!
I said if. If. Do you promise to behave like a responsible adult? No letting it affect your grades, no whining because you can't be out with your friends, no working late on school nights, and above all, no throwing it back in my face because you have a job and I don't.
I promise.
Before I bite through my tongue completely, get a job.
Aw, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me? I'm looking for the manager.
Are you here about the job?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I could sure use the help. See that guy behind the counter?
Uh-huh.
It's my cousin Howie. He's the manager. He is a total jerk, but don't hold it against the rest of the family.
Thanks.
Hi, beautiful. See anything you like?
I'm here about the job.
Oh, great. Why don't you step into my office?
Okay.
What's your name?
Jenny Lowell.
Howard Vance, but you can call me Howie. Got any experience?
No, not really, but I'm a fast learner.
How old are you?
16.
You got a boyfriend?
Well, there is somebody I like, but, no, not really. Doesn't matter.
Oh, no, I just want to make sure you don't mind working weekends.
Oh, no, I don't mind. I want to. See, I need the money.
What are your measurements? I need to get you a uniform.
Oh, I wear a size 5. Does that mean I get the job?
You start tomorrow, doll.
Don't I have to fill out something?
Only the uniform.
Well, this is great. Great, thanks.
Actually, there are a few papers to sign. Why don't you wait for me out there?
Okay.
Oh, you'll be working with my cousin Julia. She's a real airhead, but don't hold that against the rest of the family.
But she's really sick. Couldn't you make a house call just this once? Okay, thanks. Bye.
Is he coming?
No, he says we have to bring the set in on Tuesday.
Back to the land of ghosts. Allie.
Why?
Could you please bring me an orange?
Your wish is my command.
Could you peel it for me?
How did I know you wanted it peeled?
Thanks.
Hey, the set's pretty clear today.
Yeah, but I still have to read their lips.
Try not to spit pits in the sofa.
Ugh! What's all this white stuff you left on? What am I supposed to do with all these?
Kate, read my lips.
I am sick, you know.
I know.
Ma, I'm running out of stuff.
What stuff, bagels or cream cheese?
Cream cheese.
Well, no wonder, sweetie, you're putting too much on each bagel. Don't forget your profit margin.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, where have you been?
Oh, out looking at clothes. Just wondering what I'm going to buy with the money I make at my new job.
You got a job.
So soon, where?
At Le Bon Croissant. I'm a part-time waitress after school and on weekends.
Well, at least it's close, but a waitress?
Mom, what did you expect me to be, a part-time fashion designer?
Not in torn socks.
I think being a waitress is cool.
I think it's dumb.
Sit down so I can serve you. Chip, delivering bagels is the same thing as being a waitress.
Yeah, but I'm self-employed.
I agree with Emma. I think being a waitress is cool. Don't you, Ellie?
Yes, I do.
Thanks, Mom.
Boy, I'm the only one who doesn't have a job. I feel like a slug.
You get used to it.
Can I serve dinner tonight? I want to practice for tomorrow. I'm really worried.
Oh, you'll be fine. Just remember, serve from the left, clear from the right, and keep smiling.
It needs work, Jenny.
Okay. Would you like anything else? Have a nice day.
Okay, dollface, listen up. Plain ones around the end. Then cheese, chocolate, blueberry, and cherry. And they're all hot. Like me.
Got it.
It's about time, Howie. I've been serving day-old and rejects all day.
Hey, watch how you talk about the customers.
Gagging, okay?
We need some more coffee. Doing great, sugar.
So, Jenny, how do you like it so far?
Oh, it's great. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's not so bad, except for these dorky outfits and my creepy cousin.
Yeah, is he always so, friendly to everybody?
Howie thinks he's God's gift to waitresses. What a toad. Just ignore him. I'm gonna take a break, okay?
Okay. Oh, no.
You look adorable!
What are you doing here?
Watching my baby grow up.
Mother, please, don't embarrass me.
I beg your pardon, miss, but I think you must have me mistaken for somebody else. I just came in here for some croissant and coffee.
Ma, go home. The food's not any good here anyway.
Come on in, folks. Have a seat. I'll wait for you in 2 seconds.
Who's that?
It's Howie, my boss, and I have to look busy, so please go home.
Okay. Break a leg, but don't break anything else.
Okay. Bye.
You may be beautiful, but you're not very bright. Not that I mind. I kind of like them that way. But sending people away can be bad for business. You know what I mean?
That wasn't a person. That was my mom.
Oh. Father, huh? Well, now I see where you get your good looks.
Thanks.
I think we need to talk about your schedule.
My schedule?
Yeah, I want to schedule a couple of hours alone with you tonight.
You do? For what?
Well, think of something.
You mean like, a date?
Just like one.
Well, gee, Howie, I don't know, you see, because, tonight's Mike Wallace.
We can watch TV at my place.
No, you see, you don't understand. He's coming over our house. Yeah, he's going to interview us because our house is built on a toxic waste site.
What?
Yeah, my little brother's growing hair out of his eyes.
Right. Okay, we'll make it tomorrow night. And I won't take no for an answer.
Sorry, they want me.
I know how they feel.
Ellie.
Yes, Kate.
Oh, never mind.
Hi.
Here she comes, my little career woman.
How was your first day at the croissant jungle?
My feet are killing me, but I made $12 in tips.
Great! You're one third of the way to a pair of socks.
Is that upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
You're welcome. My little girl is growing up.
Hi, how was work?
I'm not sure.
What's the matter?
It's my boss, Howie. He keeps coming on to me, and today he asked me out.
Wow, a guy not in high school asked you out?
Emma, he's a jerk, and he won't take no for an answer.
Well, how about throwing up on him?
What?
Well, that's what I did to Matthew Barron.
Couldn't you think of anything a little more subtle?
Not in first grade. Okay, I have another idea.
What?
So you're really nice, and I like you a lot as a friend, but I'm just not ready to make a commitment to a relationship.
What if it doesn't work?
Throw up on him.
Jenny, are you in there?
Yes, but I'm changing.
Getting ready for our date tonight?
Howie, I made my slip.
Good. Then you're halfway there.
Howie, I'm not going to be able to go out with you tonight. I like you as a friend and everything, but I'm just not ready to start a relationship with you. It would, spoil our relationship, here at work.
Oh, I don't know if we have to worry about that. We might not have a relationship at work.
What?
Well, I fired the last girl who worked here and thought she was too good for me. It's up to you.
Hi. How do you spell catastrophe?
J-E-N-N-I-E.
What's the matter?
What else? Howie.
Well, did you give him the speech about just being friends?
Yeah, right before he gave me the if you don't go out with me, you're fired speech.
What?
Don't make me repeat it.
Well, what did you say to him?
I didn't have time to say anything. He got called away.
That's horrible.
I'm really scared I'm going to get fired. I mean, what would I tell my mom?
The truth?
Are you kidding? She'd choke on her pearls.
Well, then why don't you just quit?
Oh, sure, and have Mom lay that whole responsibility trip on me. Oh, I told you you weren't mature enough to hold down a job and school.
Well, maybe he won't really fire you. Maybe it was just a threat to scare you.
Boy, I never knew I was so sexy.
Yeah, even in those clothes. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, Julia. I'll be changing in a second.
I swear, it's been really slow.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I work here.
Does that mean you changed your mind about you and me?
No. Howie, I don't want to go out with you. I just want to do my job.
Sorry, babe, you don't have a job. You need a waitress here, not a tease.
But I'm not a tease.
Your history, doll.
But I didn't do anything.
That's why I'm firing you.
Hi, Teddy. What are you doing home so early? I thought you were working today.
I was, only now I'm not.
Oh, what happened?
I, decided I really didn't like it, so I quit.
What about all those new clothes?
It's not so bad dressing like Princess Di. Everybody's mother thinks I look great.
Come on, what gives?
Promise me you won't tell my mom.
I can't really promise until I know what it is.
I can't tell you till you promise.
Are you in some kind of trouble?
No.
Danger?
No.
Planning to elope?
Definitely no.
Well, then, I probably won't tell. What was it?
I got fired.
Oh, honey, that's no big deal. Everybody gets fired sooner or later. What did you do, mistake a croissant for a brioche?
I wouldn't go out with my boss.
What?
He said if I didn't date him, then I couldn't work there anymore.
He can't do that.
Kate, I just want to forget about it, okay?
Honey, this is serious. You should tell your Bob.
Are you kidding? I'd be lucky if she let me out of the house again before I'm 21.
I don't care. This is sexual harassment. You can't just pretend that didn't happen.
That's exactly what I want to do. And, Kate, if you tell my mom, I'll never trust you again.
Honey, this is serious. She's on your side. Jenny!
Hi. Hi, Jen. How come you're not at work?
I quit.
Why? What happened?
I was, falling behind in school.
After 2 days?
Yeah, well, I guess you were right. I gotta go do my homework. It's late.
Oh. This is the one time I wish I hadn't been right. I was hoping she could handle it.
Allie?
Yeah?
Father knows best today. Betty got to do her first job down at the local malt shop.
You want me to make you a malt?
There was this soda jerk there that wouldn't leave her alone, so when she got home, she was all upset. And Jim said to her, Princess, you're a very pretty girl. You have to be careful. Baby, you're too young to work. See what I mean?
Would you settle for a cup of tea?
You're not listening.
Yes, I am. What did Bud say?
Never mind Bud. He was under the car or something. I don't know. Anyway, Margaret says to her, Betty, you can't let Ben make you feel guilty and push you around like this. Otherwise, you'll end up married to a creep like Jim.
Margaret called Jim a creep?
The point is, Betty went back to work. She wouldn't go out with the guy, so he fired her.
Kate.
Read between the lines, for crying out loud!
You mean Jenny?
I did say anything. I did say that her boss told her that if she didn't date him, that he'd fire her, and she didn't, so he did. I never said that.
But that's...
sexual harassment. I never said that either.
I'm gonna go down there and break his legs.
Oh, well, help me into my bathrobe. I think I can bandage his toes.
No, first I'm gonna talk to Jenny, and then I'm going to get him.
Oh, thank God.
Jenny, we have to talk.
Kate told. I knew she would.
No, Kate didn't tell me, I guessed. But why didn't you tell me?
Because I was too afraid that you'd never let me get another job or go out of the house or anything else.
I can't help that, sweetie. You're a pretty girl. And pretty girls are targets for a certain type of man, which is why I don't want you dressing up like a rock and roll sex kitten.
Mom, I was dressed like Heidi. Even my head was covered.
I just don't want you getting into situations that you can't handle.
I guess you're right. Sure messed this one up.
What do you mean you messed it up? What did you do?
Nothing.
Did you pretend to be more experienced than you are?
No.
Did you give Howie any indication that you wanted to date him?
Date Howie, Mom? Please.
Then you didn't mess up. He did. Jenny, the boy is a sleaze and a few other names that I can't say in front of you for a few more years.
Mom, relax.
You know, I was wrong before. I can't keep you from situations like that. They're going to come up sooner or later. And you're just going to have to learn to handle them, starting with Howie.
Call me a tease.
Well, that just may be the last adjective to come out of his mouth. I am going down there and show him a whole new use for French bread.
Mom, I don't want you to fight my battles for me.
But, Jenny...
Mom, please.
Okay. We'll go down there together. You'll go down there alone? Can I follow at a distance? Okay.
Howie?
What do you want?
I want to talk to you.
Too late, babe. The sign back in the window.
Howie. You had no right to fire me just because I wouldn't go out with you.
What? I fired you because you were a lousy waitress.
That's not true. You fired me because I wouldn't date you. It's called sexual harassment, and it's illegal.
Do you believe this? She's crazy. So sue me.
Okay. Hope you can afford a lawyer.
Wait a minute. Do you mind if we talk this over in the back?
Howie, forget it. I want my job back now, and I want to be treated with respect and allowed to do my work without getting hit on.
Oh, hey, do I look like that kind of guy?
Either you rehire me now and clean up your act, or I'll see you in court.
Okay, look, it's kind of busy right now. I could use the extra help, so I'll give you another chance, all right? You got your job back.
Good. I quit.
What?
Howie, I wouldn't work for a sleazeball like you if you paid me.
How does it feel to be back in the land of the living?
Good. Thanks for all the TLC.
No, thank Dr. Weinberger for the penicillin. You know, a few more days of this and I was going to ask the court to pull the plug on your little life support system.
Hi. Guess what, you guys? I finally got a job.
Oh, no.
Doing what?
I'm working for Chip.
Okay, but if he lays one hand on you...
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.